Hello, and welcome to another episode of Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppleberry, answer your questions about artificial intelligence, machine learning, and the occasional existential crisis involving over-caffeinated sloths. Yes, my brother Corn does run a small espresso stand in Jerusalem, don't ask, but today's topic is far more grounded, data annotation for speech-to-text fine-tuning. Our friend Daniel is hard at work assembling a data set of his own voice notes on Hugging Face. His goals are twofold. First, to fine-tune a speech-to-text model using real-world recordings, including those delightful moments when his son decides to audition for an opera in the background. Second, he's building an app that uses an MCP, probably meaning a model control plane or some kind of orchestration layer, to turn raw transcriptions into structured outputs like emails. Right now, Daniel's workflow involves manually downloading MP3s, copying AI-generated transcripts, creating folder hierarchies, and labeling files by hand. It's tedious, unsustainable, and frankly, sounds like the kind of task that should be automated so humans can focus on more important things, like soothing crying infants or debating whether donkeys should be allowed to vote. So his question is this: are there any GUI tools, desktop or web-based, that can help him streamline the annotation process? He wants to upload an MP3, input the raw AI transcript, optionally add his corrected version, tag metadata like background noise, e.g. baby crying, location, timestamp, and have the system auto-calculate things like word count and audio duration. Then, with a single click, save it all in a structured format ready for Hugging Face. Good news, Daniel! Yes, such tools exist. And while Sonnet 4 may not be able to cry on command like your son, it can certainly point you toward some excellent solutions. Let's start with the big one, Label Studio. This is probably your best bet. It's an open-source data labeling tool developed by HartTex, and it supports audio, text, and multimodal annotation. You can run it locally on Ubuntu, deploy it as a web app, or even use the cloud version. It allows you to upload MP3s, display the AI-generated transcript alongside the audio, and edit or confirm it in a split-view interface. You can create custom fields for metadata, like background noise, baby crying, and even set up automated extraction of features like duration via backend scripts. Once annotated, you can export everything in JSON or CSV, or even push directly to Hugging Face using their API and a bit of Python glue code. Next up, Docano. Originally built for text classification, it's been extended to support sequence labeling and speech data when paired with pre-processing. It's lightweight, runs in the browser, and has a clean interface. While it doesn't natively play audio, you can embed audio players via custom HTML in the annotation template. Not ideal, but workable if you're comfortable tweaking the front end a bit. Plus, it integrates well with Hugging Face datasets, so syncing is relatively smooth. Then there's Audio Annotator, a lesser-known but purpose-built tool for speech datasets. It's a web-based interface that lets you play audio, transcribe or correct text, and tag acoustic conditions. It's not as polished as Label Studio, but it's simple and focused. You need to host it yourself, but it's built with Flask and React, so deployment on a local server or cloud instance is straightforward. If you're leaning toward a desktop app, check out Prot. Yes, it's primarily used by linguists, but it's incredibly powerful for phonetic analysis and annotation. You can mark segments of audio, attach text, and export annotations in text grid format. With some scripting, you can convert that into a Hugging Face compatible dataset. It's not the prettiest UI, but it's rock solid and widely used in academic speech research. And for the cloud inclined, AWS SageMaker Ground Truth or Google Cloud's data labeling service offer managed solutions. They're pricier and might be overkill for a personal project, but they do support custom workflows, including audio transcription with human or machine-assisted labeling. You could theoretically route your voice notes through there, though integration with Hugging Face would require more setup. Now, here's a pro tip. Consider using Hugging Face datasets with a local script that auto-ingests your files. You could write a Python script that reads MP3s from a folder, uses Librosa or PyDub to extract duration, runs a local whisper model to generate initial transcripts, and opens a simple GUI using something like Tinker or Streamlight, where you correct the text and select tags from dropdowns. Save it as a dataset object and push to the hub with Push to Hub. This gives you full control and avoids dependency on external tools. In fact, I once built a similar system to catalog the ambient sounds of Jerusalem. Donkey brays, call to prayer echoes, corn's espresso machine explosions. Took me 3 weeks, 2 failed deployments, and 1 very confused goat. But it worked. So, in summary, start with Label Studio. It's flexible, well-documented, and close to exactly what you need. Pair it with a Hugging Face upload script, and you've got a maintainable pipeline. And if you do end up sharing that baby crying in background dataset, tag me. I know a few models that could use the trauma. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppleberry, reminding you that even the best datasets start with a single, slightly annoyed voice note. Until next time.